What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, the 11th and final Fast and Furious movie has been slated to be released in April of 2027.
So this is going to be the last one for sure.
Right? Yeah.
God.
No, I'll tell you, 27 is going to be a big year, 2027. We're going to have that and GTA 6.
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Come on.
So, allegedly. You mentioned something like that. It will mark the return of Paul Walker. How? Well, Vin Diesel says the finale will include a reunion of their characters, Dom and Brian.
Oh, God.
I saw how they did, how they finished the one. They used his brothers to stand in.
Yeah, it's like Don Swayze when he was standing in for Patrick Swayze in that. I think he did two movies sequel-wise as stand-ins.
Yep, I can't remember where they were either.
They could have easily used Randy Travis.
So they used digital effects plus Paul's brother Cody and Caleb Walter to finish the movie. To give Brian a proper send off.
I think that's awful. I mean, I don't know. It's.
That was a sad part of the movie, too. I saw that part and I remember.
I mean, if his family's okay with it, who am I to gripe? But I just think. Is it going to be like. I was telling somebody the other day about the Von Erich movie, the ending. I was talking to my aunt because we were having this conversation about.
She loves wrestling.
Well, no, she loves. We're talking. Say a prayer for my Aunt Brenda. She makes me a little nervous. Even she had a couple falls last week.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, Mary's sister. Okay. I went and visited with her the other day, and I was explaining because the question was like, what if? Jesus Christ, man.
God,
that was a chair.
Boy.
That was a chair. That was like the tar pits in La Brea.
Like Last Action Hero.
The devil.
Is it a falling
in the corner?
God.
Why did I lean back into it?
I would have carried my microphone out in the hallway. So anyway, I was like, hey, what if Tony and Beverly were married and Tony died first and you know, everybody knew he was a good guy, Christian man who's going to go to heaven. And then everybody gets to heaven, and Tony ain't there because they didn't know he was a pedophile or a child tracker or whatever. But there's no pain in heaven. So I asked her, I said, if there's no pain, then, you know, what does it do? Just wipe their memory completely out of your mind? So that's, I said, boy, that's a telltale sign. I said, and also, do we age in heaven? Like, will you...
Forever.
Will you be that age all the time? Or like if a 9-year-old or let's say 14-year-old, let's say 19-year-old. I don't want to make them too young. A 19-year-old passes away. Will they always be 19 in heaven? So I was explaining to her the Von Erich movie of how they all meet in the field at the end to symbolize heaven, and when I'm still a little baby, and I'm like, that's weird.
Meet the brother.
Forever like that.
Yeah.
No reincarnation.
Who watches the gates? St. Peter, is that who watches the gates to get into heaven?
You have to be...
I think it's St. Peter's David.
You're like, where's Tony? Well, Tony had an 8-year-old wife.
You have to be ready to enter heaven.
He converted.
Otherwise, you go to purgatory.
He's not going to be up here.
Yeah.
St. Peter.
Purgatory is also a fetish con up North Carolina, I believe. Right? I think I was paid to go to it one time.
Tony cracked his wife's pelvis. He's not going to be up here.
I'm serious. I'm not like, I was, that was the thing. I didn't mean I had to do it.
Did they have wrestling at it?
They had everything. They had tattoos and piercing and like girls who said
and turkey legs.
Nipples on fire. Turkey legs were there. We know a guy in the turkey leg business.
Do we?
Welcome to purgatory.
It ain't me. Tattoos. I ain't got but two turkey legs.
We'll put flames on your areolas.
They were like hanging by their backs and all that stuff. And it was called purgatory. And I was like, what a great place to be when the Lord comes back.
Do you want a nipple barbell that looks like a gear shift? Come to purgatory at the Ag Center this weekend.
Well, as we said earlier,
Purga.
The deliberations start today on the Diddy trial. So Diddy's son just released a song with Kanye West called Diddy Free.
Now, you know, Kanye's been like he showed up. Other people couldn't get in. Mace said he might go. But I never saw stories of him actually showing up.
The big thing with Kanye, or Ye, is that he said we have to keep Puffy alive so he can tell all the secrets. But that's the deal. Like, the reason if he's not charged is because so he wouldn't tell the secrets.
Yep.
But I would not trust, again, I don't trust criminals. Like the eat crap and die criminals. Or the ones who, this is another one. Think
jailhouse
about this.
Snitches, can't trust them.
How many times in a movie did the good guy go off and, you know, he's trying to get to the bad guy and the bad guy calls and says, guess what, John McClane? I'm at your house with your wife and daughter.
John McClane.
And unless you come here now, I'm going to kill them both. You suddenly start to trust the criminal. Okay, myself in now, and you'll let my wife and child go.
I know they don't think about that.
No, I would just say take them. You ain't gonna, you know, he ain't gonna like let all three of you go.
Well, that's the thing. You always call his bluff until he kills a hostage, then you know it's real, and you're like, okay.
But if the hostage ain't related to me, then you know.
So today, the judge.
I wouldn't be a good president, would I?
You'd have to be able to identify some a little better if you were president.
Can you identify this?
Yeah.
I'm saluting you with two fingers.
You know the difference between men and women in the color of a Jeep.
You'd have to star in a Russian P video.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Then you'd have to hook up with a porn star. If you think you can do that, then you could be president. Whew.
All right. So the judge will give the jurors instructions before they go into their chamber to deliberate. So we'll see what happens with the whole case.
I read it might take most of the week. That it should, but probably going to take at least 4 days.
I couldn't think of a worse jury to be on.
But look.
You're in the same room with these people, and you have to use the same bathroom.
I don't know if they're sequestered. I can't remember.
I think they are.
Okay, so 4th of July is Friday. You know, they ain't going to want to.
Wouldn't you think it would be smart if they were, so they can't be influenced by anything?
I think they already are. I mean, you are, right? Like, you just know.
If he doesn't get charged, I hope to God that he walks out of the courtroom and they play Let Freedom Ring by Martina McBride.
I don't know if she'd approve it.
You know what? She has to.
She'd be on X-Rays in the Hill. I did not say they could use that song. She'd sound a lot hotter than that because she's good looking.
Imagine there's like a little boom. Let freedom ring.
He already remixed it.
When you think of the stuff that they allowed in court, just think of the stuff that wasn't allowed in court that we didn't hear with this case. That's the thing.
Hardly any details. Which sucks, man. It was supposed to be like a big, and it's weird saying this because it's real people. It was supposed to be like a big trial of the summer.
Well,
juicy. It's supposed to be juicy.
Yeah, but like that in itself, like that in itself is they learned that with OJ with us.
Right.
Like they could, and I don't want to give them any ideas, and they may already do. I guarantee you that if there's not already, there will be some kind of platform you can pay to watch live streaming court cases, especially high profile ones. It'd be like a pay-per-view thing, because two summers ago the Amber Heard Johnny Depp Netflix special about a court case is going on now Diddy's got four on Max.
Already, yeah, before.
What the? So they finally realized, like, oh, it's not just about the ratings for the news. We can make channels out of this. Court TV. We can make docuseries about it. Like the Mr. McMahon thing. How foolish are we to sit there and watch TKO sign a deal with Netflix for Raw, and yeah. then at the same time, they just started filming a Mr. McMahon docuseries that ended up spilling the beans right. on made him lose his company, and then Netflix is there for WWE.
Somehow didn't ask JR to be in it, which is odd.
And you work for AEW.
If he doesn't get convicted of these charges and it's a hung jury, does that mean that all these, that he can recoup some fees from all the slanderous stuff that people are saying about him if he's not convicted?
So that's the thing. Would he poke the bear and go after some of these people, or would he just kind of cut his losses and be like, you know what? Second chance. I'm just going to move on. Like, how vengeful do you want to be?
I don't know the guy, but what I know of the guy, hell no, he ain't just going to, like, he will.
He's gonna sit back.
All right, everybody apologize to me now. It's going to be the puffy kiss my ass tour.
Yeah.
You were talking crap, now come kiss it.
Plus, I've got to
rub some baby oil on it.
You kind of curious about his money situation, any? Because I haven't heard much about it.
Ain't nobody with that wealth got it in one place.
And for the evidence, if what's true that Fatboy's saying is that the prosecution didn't bring it, I mean, that's pretty sad.
I don't know if they could use everything that they wanted to, but they were saying that the defense did a pretty good job of, you know, planting the doubt.
Well,
and explaining some of this stuff.
And the thing about, and this is something I've actually thought about myself, is like some of the screen, do you say screenshot in past tense or screen shooted?
Honestly, say screen cap.
Screen cap?
Because I'm used to the computer, like, you
okay.
know.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, anyway, screen the judge chat? Threw out several of those. And well, I'm like, that right there to me is definitive evidence. Like, but they're saying they can be altered. You can change the dates yeah. on a photo. You can make it change a photo you took just on your iPhone. You can change the date of a picture you took yesterday to today. And I guess the iPhone would record that, but, you know, Joe Blow ain't going to look at it and say, oh, you took that today.
Yeah, I don't know what Apple's role in this whole thing has been. I don't know if they've been forthcoming with, they usually aren't.
They in with, I mean, come on. That stuff in California was just to show that Apple wasn't on the side of the government. But what were they giving
when
everybody?
They subpoenaed to get into the phones.
That's what yeah. exactly it was. I mean, they're giving them to the immigrants for free as a tracking device and a way to geo-map where they're going. It's insane.
We're going to find them. We're going to hunt them down.
We're going to track their phones and their switches.
I'm going to say bitch today. I haven't said bitch in a while.
I know. Like, is there a DraftKings saying a guess what cuss word Trump's going to say today? Because I got $1,000 on the C word.
I did. Drop it.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
He's going to get mad at AOC and drop it. I got a feeling.
Oh, boy.
We love son of a bitch.
You can't say AOC without C. All right, Paige, that was incredible. We will take a break. And come back. We got celebrity birthdays or suckets and all kinds of stuff. Maybe no suckets. I always say there's
well, that's
some
good ones today.
Maybe.
All right. We'll do all that and more next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Guys Morning Show.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
You know, it's so weird. I love and hate that song.
864.
241. Don't sweat it.
4318. This guy wants, he's sick of people. Be nice to each other, I guess, is his overall message. That's what he wants to get.
I meant Von Holiday, damn it. I screwed up the joke.
Who'd you say?
I said Vonnie Holiday.
Who is that?
There's a Von. There's a Von. He used to play for, didn't he play for Denver Broncos? Vonnie?
You think of Von Miller?
Yeah, shoot.
Are you thinking of, did you get Doc Holliday and Von Miller mixed up?
Yeah, that's why I'm over here in disgust right now. I did that live on the radio.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm kidding.
I want to hear it.
I am so sick of everybody just being inconsiderate, not giving a about anybody else. Every day you walk through life and you watch people just get pushed to the side, pushed on, beat on. Hell, what? I tell you what, swept to the side and just left for dead. Nobody gives a about anybody else anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a great observation, but I also didn't know it was a problem either.
Well,
push him to the side a little.
Here's my old analogy for that. Push him to the side a little. No, it's very interesting how if I walked into, let's not say this room, because this room's different than most rooms. Let's say I walk into an office where I work. Me working in an office, it sounds weird. But I go in there and I'm like, I'm going to, give me an example of any kind of person. Go. Any example.
Black person.
Okay. If I want, thank you. If I walked in there and
what
said,
we were talking about earlier.
If I walked in there and said, you know what? I don't like black people. There would be, oh!
Yes.
Or if I walked in, shut up. If I walked in there and said, I don't like handicapped people or any, there would be, but if I walked in there and said, you know what? I hate people. Everybody be like, girl, I know. That's right. Me too. I hate people.
Gets everybody on your side.
So if you hate everybody, it's acceptable. But if you don't like one particular group, you're a bad person. 864.
It's weird how that works out.
It's wild. By the way, I was partially right. Vonnie Holiday did play for the Broncos. Von Miller also played for the Broncos.
God, I can't play
so there was more than one Von. For instance, Ricky Vaughn.
He said he'd be your Huckleberry. Give me Vaughn.
Well, I remember it because he, I think he's from South Carolina or North Carolina. One of the two. Vonnie Holiday. All right, when we come back.
Actually, we can do another one.
We will.
Let's do another quick one here.
Okay.
This guy says pretty much, if his tractor is in your way, You can French kiss his ass.
Oh, Lord.
Now, don't act like you've never done that before. Get in the way of a tractor.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tractor trailer, maybe.
This guy will run you over.
Yeah. 864-241-4318.
Fine, I'm going to go on about a few f***ing things that these people can't figure out.
There we go.
First off, all you f***ers out here who want to get on the Rise Guys about everything, f*** off. Yep. Shut the f*** up about it. Hmm. And here's another thing. I'm a farmer. And you know what? You f***ing people got to eat. So guess what? I've got to produce the food for you to eat. So if my f***ing tractor is in your way going down the road, f*** off. What are you going to eat? Cardboard, you dumb sons of bitches? F*** off.
Yeah, but I eat plant-based cardboard, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I know exactly that, because sometimes going home from the farm, I always talk about I like to go the long way because it's through the country, less traffic, blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, you'll get up near a certain strawberry farm, and you'll get behind one, and it's a double line, and it's like, God, I want to go around, but I think of what that guy just said. He's like, he'd love it to go faster in that tractor, but he can't. I also revealed it all makes sense now that behind your back, but in a fun way, Fat Boy and I refer to Paige's PERT Plus on text. It means you always give 110%.
Mm-hmm. We just shared the audio you sent too from your recent bathroom visit.
So. Yeah, that was was that real, Paige, or is that like a meme video?
That's like a rough time.
That was nauseating.
I don't know what you had for breakfast.
It's weird at that the end. The size. Me. She. It sounded like me.
That's you know what strange. I think got her was that last little oomph.
Yeah.
The.
Little push. Oh, God. Yeah, where's my gift?
Did you give birth? Because that's what it sounded like. Well, you need to call an ambulance. You might need some stitches.
If that was... I ain't going to make what I was going to say what I say, but, like, boy, if that was it, like...
She's got
save the cigars, because...
She's got you tearing body parts, like, named after Arnold's bully.
I'll never get anyone explain that to me, but we'll save it when we're not doing a bit like the FOF line. I still don't understand why vegetables tear me up so bad, but they do. It's weird.
But it's
so
good, weird. Though, right?
Like I guess, but no, it makes no sense. I feel like I'm shocking my body over and over again when I do 2 days on, 2 days off.
Well, sometimes that's the only way you can lose weight.
Oh, I'm 864. I don't want to turn into all that. 864-241-4318.
Yeah. Is there going to call about that? Well, it's vacation time.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant I didn't want to... us only play three calls the whole hour.
Oh, well.
Although that does fuel more calls for next week's edition, but nevertheless.
What's happening? This is Big Mike. Yeah, I'm up here counting down the days till f***ing Friday. It's hump day. Mike, it's hump day. Can't f***ing wait to say adios, or at least for 9 days. Little staycation, gonna get up, you know what I mean? And just want to say f*** all these motherfuckers up here. Y'all can all kiss my ass for the next 9 days at least. Get your own f***ing oil. Get your own filters. Yeah, f*** you, Little Jenny. Yeah, you know who the f*** I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. I dropped your name, Little Jenny. F*** you.
Dickens.
Oh, well, he's hyphenated. It's, you know, it's Dickens balls.
Oh, wow. He's Dickens balls. Dickens balls?
You forgot to hyphenate his last name.
Oh.
You know what?
You just, do you like them? Do you like Dickens balls?
A little tough family to get to know, but
well,
you know
I
what?
Know it's like they're the Hatfield and McCoys, but they're just very, very private people. They're very private.
Really are
very private people.
I
often thought when someone said they had a private practice, I thought it meant that they practiced on the privates. Turns out.
Well,
you're a doctor or a lawyer.
You don't become professional unless you practice.
Did you practice on privates a lot to become a professional, Paige?
Yes, I did.
864-241-4318.
It's, I feel bad for this guy right here. Don't really know how else to say it, how to slice it up. He's been going through it, man. He really found out what his girl was all about in a week's time.
So is that breaking point, that straw that breaks the camel's back? And I'd like to think of a non-Egyptian way to say that. You know, I don't have a camel. I don't smoke. Never had the cash. What's the whatever that broke the blank's back? Mm. Let's Americanize that right now.
Straw that broke the camel toe? Is that it? How you say it?
What's like an American-only animal? None. I mean, we all brought them in like Noah's Ark from other countries.
Yeah, we stole animals.
Horses are not even from here.
Where do they originate from?
Spain, I believe, correct? I want to say it's Spain.
I don't know.
I think. God, I'm sounding like a fool right
the
now.
The possum. Nobody else has got the possum right. Not only is the possum straight American, but purely Southern and nowhere else.
Yeah,
buffalo.
But You can't tell by the facial expressions.
You really can't.
We only have buffalo in the United States, right?
There's one in New York. 864-241-4318.
Well, this is a FOF call after all. So I guess I might as well send this one out to my girl. Well, my ex-girl, a whore. I broke up with her a week ago just to get some time. Just a little time. That's all I wanted. Just to see if it would be worth going back to her sorry, stupid ass. Mm. And what does she do? Within a week's time, she goes and f*** a coworker at her job. Isn't that just wonderful? So let me just say a big f*** you. I hope every day of your life is filled with excitement and joy, because you won't be getting that with me never again. Spent 6 years trying to wait on this bitch, and then she turns around and can't wait a week on me. Ain't that something? Ain't that just wonderful? Don't it just make you feel warm inside, everybody?
But it is, though. Here's what you and I'm the wrong person to probably even say this, but like, at least you didn't give more time to it, then find out way later on she's doing it again.
Yeah.
At least when you opened that door and stuck your head in, you looked in there and she was banging somebody else, you backed out of that door again. You didn't go live in that room for two more
years.
Well,
now wouldn't he assume that she was probably doing it already?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down!
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on June 30th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
We got some big ones today. We got one, actually. You might want to get ready to standby a message. Oh. His name might be on that wall over there.
Oh.
But he's not first up. First up.
Cody Rhodes.
It is Cody's birthday. He had a pretty good weekend in Riyadh. Or did he?
I would love to talk to a wrestler that's really went. I guess they couldn't currently be working with the company, but like, and I'll tell you this, not like behind the scenes, Jeremy Clements told me anything, but I read online what some of the racers and crew members were saying about the race down in Mexico.
Yeah.
About how some people were saying you were told do not go outside this zone. But I've been on vacations where they've told me that. The same thing. But over there, they kept pushing, hey, we love this place. It's just, I can't wait to come back. You had CM Punk who said that was blood money. He would never go there. He's suddenly there. And it's like they're whitewashing everything. And
guess who else showed up?
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
I guess they can only avoid it for a certain period of time, right?
That or they're like, well, I don't want to. I guess I can go wrestle for AEW, but.
Do you think this is why Raw starts at 6 p.m. tonight? Because it's like a Cody birthday celebration?
Oh, could be. Good job bringing us back on track.
Because he wants to get out early.
God.
Go see his kid. The code.
He's one of those that I would like totally embarrass when I, not embarrass him, embarrass myself. I would just talk about his dad. Man, I loved your dad.
I know something you'd talk about with him. Say, buddy.
Well, if he came up and said, what do you want to talk about? I say, I want to talk about your daddy, man. I loved your daddy. Also, your wife's very attractive.
Yeah.
And I'd like a case of Wheatley vodka. I like it neat.
I like it neat.
I must say,
I like my coffee neat. Whatever the song is.
I have no clue. I'm going to guess 38.
Oh, okay. 39.
It's a big one for Cody Rhodes.
Big 40?
40 years old for Cody. Tonight, today, right now.
You know 40. What? You know what the move that they need to do is if, and I think we're ready for him to turn heel before we guess this great Olympian. I hope it's a great one.
Be best.
The way to turn him heel is just when he dyes his hair black.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
That's perfect.
Subtle, but like people know.
Yeah, it's like the way they would do on Bewitched.
Does it slowly turn when he's about to turn?
They he just quits dyeing it. I think naturally it is brown because when he was on WCW as a little boy, he was brown headed.
I thought he was going to say
he wasn't a brunette. He was brown headed.
He comes out and gives his mom the treatment she gives everybody else, where she'll flip him off.
He should like give his mom the crossroads. That'd really get him over as a heel.
Mama Ronalds.
And then he can take on Gold Dust at damn WrestleMania.
So Goldberg comes back and it's a battle of the gold.
Ugh. What Olympian?
The greatest American Olympian that ever lived. He's got the hardware to prove it. He's got 28 medals.
Spitz.
23 of them are gold. No, Spitz only got what, 7, 8? I'm talking about Michael Phelps.
Oh, wow. Well,
God, he has 28?
23 are gold. I don't know if Digger's his daddy or not, but he's the greatest Olympian that ever lived. That's an old basketball joke for you Notre Dame fans.
It was good, too. We're going to come and get felped up.
I have no idea.
40. No, he's a little. I'm going to go 45.
Okay. 43.
Born on the same day in the same year as Cody Rhodes.
No way.
Michael Phelps is also 40. He 40.
He's 40 years old. What you want to talk about? You get some weed, Mom?
This guy here, his name's on that wall over there. And it's not Jeremy Clements' birthday. He already had his.
That wall, right?
That one.
Okay, that one.
Yeah, not that one.
Oh. Oh, is it the Axe's birthday?
It is.
Oh.
Yes, sir, it is.
You know what? I don't know if I should text him or not. I will. I was trying. Let me make sure he responded to my last text. That's the way I am. I'm the same way with Fat Boy.
I get like that too.
So like, if you didn't respond to my last text, I'm not going to tell you happy birthday.
That's why I quit shouting people out because they don't wish me happy birthday on Facebook.
Oh.
I know. I got a list.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, on Facebook, there's really no excuse.
There's not.
Okay. Yes, I will text him. He responded to my last text. But he has his notifications silenced.
Oh, well, you know, you could break through them.
I was just told it was your birthday live on the radio. So I'm going to guess 42.
Okay. 42 sounds good.
Paige agreed 42.
Let's bump it down one.
I, though, want to change mine to 41.
Okay, I'll say 41.
He is 41 years
old. He's 41. Happy birthday, Dax the Axe Harwood.
Dax.
Asheville, North Carolina's very own. He's probably wondering why I'm texting all this right now. I'm doing talk to text. I'll send you the link afterwards. Happy birthday, brother.
Do you like Dax?
I got to ask him that about that, too, because I've noticed lately when they come to the ring, they're only calling him Dax the Axe. They're not even using Harwood anymore. It's weird. Who dis?
Well, she can't read.
Helen Keller.
Well, no,
she could read.
She could read, but she couldn't sing R&B like this chick could.
Fantasia.
Yeah, Fantasia.
Oh, bless her.
Who still hits the road, man? She tours and she's doing the thing.
Yeah. Now, serious question. Has she learned to read?
I think sure so.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a serious question.
So.
Well, you think, how'd she get that far along?
Because R. Kelly couldn't read, but he could write great music. I know he had a pee-pee problem, but still. Good music.
You mean she's illiterate or she just can't? She was never taught in school?
I just remember hearing she couldn't read. If you know her, like, know otherwise, like, you know.
Send her a text, and if she writes back a question mark, she can't read anymore.
She was named after a movie, so.
That's why they make emojis for people who can't read. So, you know, that looks like it's supposed to be funny. I'm going to hold down the smiley face on it.
She won the third edition of American Idol, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. 47.
45.
Fantasia's 41 years old.
Damn.
Oh, they all are young.
He hasn't released his new song yet about Dale Jr., so we'll play this one for now. Though I heard the sample he put on his Twitter, his new song about meeting Dale Jr. It's pretty catchy.
Morgan Wallen?
Cole Swindell.
Oh. He has a song that is, I'll be honest with you, as a man, it makes me cry when I hear it.
Oh, I wish I could play a sample of it.
It's called, what is it called? Oh, Heads Up Heaven.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah, it's very strong. Very strong.
Oh, he did release it already, but I can't play it because I don't have.
Cole Swindell.
I don't think I can play it.
I would have not thought he was this old. I'm going to go, how old was the last person?
Fantasia was 41.
I'm going to go 43.
44.
Cole Swindell's 42 years old
today. Shoot fire.
Welcome to the club, Cole. 42. Oh, we got to play some music for this fella.
Lordy, lordy.
I mentioned him earlier. You know, two people you mentioned on the show already had birthdays today? And you already mentioned one of them, which was, look at my list here. Cody, you mentioned Cody earlier in the show today.
Oh, I did.
Yep. You mentioned another person that show's got a birthday. He's coming up. But for this one, this is Pantera. This is Cemetery Gates.
Great song.
Did I say Anselmo?
No, but it is Phil's birthday. No, the other person you said, you'll forget about it. But it struck a bulb with me because I saw the guy's name for birthdays, and you already said him.
Phil Anselmo. 50. God bless, man. I don't know. 54?
53.
Oh, you should have went with your favorite condiment.
57.
He is 57 years old.
Dang it.
Now, tell me if I'm getting Mandela affected here. Was Anselmo's a real, like, marketing deal of cereal, or was it just something somebody made up?
Somebody made up. I don't feel like he would have done that. Now, Flutie Flakes, he was in on that.
Those are real.
Yeah. Rise Guys Beer, not in on that.
No. Let's keep this one going for, the greatest fighter in the world still, I think, even though he didn't look that good against Jake Paul.
Oh, well, come on, man. Freaking Iron Mike.
It is Iron Mike. It's me, son of a myth.
I finally got one of those cards. It's just a regular card, but I was like, I want one.
Did you hear the story of Mike hugging the famous dwarf? I forget the guy's name, but Mike thought he was
Deep
a
Roy?
Kid. No?
Oh, yeah. It looks like it starts with an H. It looks like Farfernugan. It's like Hodgebergendingen.
Mike was hugging him. He's like, I thought he was the kid.
He looks like a kid. I that first time I saw him smoking a cigar, I'm like, that's got to be AI or y'all going to get DSS caught on you. Turns out he's in his 20s. Oh.
That's why it was weird seeing Bridget the Midget's nipple. We're like, were you allowed to look at this?
I know. It's like that one.
That is weird. Anyway.
Remember the show where they adopted the Russian girl and it turns out she was really in her 20s?
Oh, yeah. She tried to kill him.
They're making a movie out of that now. Like, it was a docu-series. They're making a real movie, like a movie. Like,
Docker.
You know, like a movie.
She wasn't 30. She was really a child.
Yeah.
Phil. No, Tyson. We're on
Tyson. Mike Tyson, we're on now. And I'm going to say Mike Tyson, I know he was, this usually doesn't work. I'm going to try it. I think he was 19 in 84. So that would mean he was born in... I'm doing the math. You roll with it. 59.
Okay.
He is 59 years old.
Yes.
You both got that one.
Yes.
We'll do one more here before we go to Happy Heavenlies. You mentioned his name earlier in the show. David Alan Greer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's who I didn't say it on the show, but off the air I said, I was trying to think when we were looking at the Puff Daddy drawings from court, I said, the artist sucks. I said, that looks like David Alan Greer with gray hair.
Yeah, that was on the show.
That's wild. That was off air.
That was on. It was earlier.
Money, I promise.
Okay. Somebody text us.
Well, did you hear that before? You got the files over there.
Well, I can't look at it now.
I promise you it was
off air. Paige is telling me it's wrong anyway.
You want to put a dollar? You like gambling? How much?
I got a $3 bill with your face on it.
I got a jug buck.
Jug buck. I tried to use that jug buck at the vending machine.
God, what did his mom call him when she was really mad at him?
The same thing One Punch Mickey likes in Snatch.
Oh.
Dags. Do you like Dags?
59.
60.
69 years old. He's been
no
around.
No way.
Yeah, man. Look at him. He looks old as hell.
Yeah, well, I know, but like, holy moly. Like, how old is somebody like Jim Carrey? I'll look that up.
I bet Jim Carrey's 62.
You 62 or 60 also?
I'll say 62. Jim Carrey.
This stuff amazes me when you... 63.
Oh, damn.
Holy. That dude's 7 years from being... What is happening?
I know because I saw him on an episode of Poker Face. Great show.
I want to look at one more. I like looking up women that I used to be really attracted to and maybe facilitated myself looking at.
Mom's Mabley.
Holy crap. Bo Derek is 68.
I thought she passed.
No.
One of, who was it that passed? One of them passed.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, it wasn't her, though. It was dang it. What's her? Raquel Welch. That's what I was thinking.
Was
happy heavenly birthday to the Funker.
Oh, Terry.
Terry would have been 81 years old
Terry.
Today. That was my last match.
What's the name of his ranch? You don't remember?
Yeah.
It's the best name for a ranch ever.
I can't get through.
Double Cross.
I
thought that was awesome.
So
the Double Cross Ranch.
I just picture him and his big nuts trying to get off the bed and be on the mat.
And he's like looking at the lights of the camera like, what are you guys filming here? And then his wife, who took care of him, ended up dying before he did.
Yeah, she passed before. God dang it. Where's Dory?
Where's that referee at that didn't get booked?
He died.
Did he really?
Yeah, he passed away too.
Wonder if he was booked for heaven.
I hope so.
Or did he go to the steel cage match in hell? Hell in the cell. All
right. Hope he's up there and not down there.
I tell you, I think we're wrong. Either we've just gotten a lot of texts today, or the people that, you know, we thought like a lot of people were on vacation, but maybe you took us with us and you were listening. That's awesome. If you did.
Hell yeah.
Like, you don't care about your family and you're listening to us, and that's awesome.
They're listening in the hotel room.
If you're on the beach looking at some hot tang,
send
pics. Send the buds. Yeah, please.
TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. Or maybe it's coming up a storm. 864-241-4318.
If you see the woman around town that looks like Rob, please let us know.
Because
I want to go see her.
You know, I was trying to scoot right past that. Nah. That Rob does not look like a woman. That woman looks like a man.
That's right.
That's the way we'll go with that. Get today's podcast or go back and listen to some of the previous ones. We've had a whole lot of fun. How do you do that? Well, you can go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can get it on Google Music. You can go on Amazon Music. You can get it on Spotify. or you can just text podcast to 1-800-774-0093, and we'll link you up that way. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Attorney Rob Inario for calling in this morning. And no response yet from Dax. All right, cool.
Come on, man.
Oh, it's still in draft. I'll send it now. All right, good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.